I've been covering higher education for about a decade, and I've long reported on the disconnect between students from rural areas and the nation's prestigious and elite colleges. Often, people in small towns or counties feel like elite colleges are not for them, that they don't belong, or that the schools seem too expensive with their $70,000 sticker prices. But that means those students are often left out of upward economic mobility, what's seen as a golden ticket to success in America. After the 2016 election, I started to see this shift a bit. More and more campuses were doing what they could to help rural students succeed. And I want to bring you next to one of them.
Hi, I'm Nathan. Congrats on getting into Amherst.
Nathan Grove is greeting students at Admitted Students Day at Amherst College, a small, selective private college in western Massachusetts. He's an assistant dean of admissions, and I find him in the middle of building a bonfire so that the rural students he spent this year recruiting can make s'mores.
This is our joke, like, test of how rural you are, is how good you are at making a fire.
He crouches down and lights the newspaper.
I think we're doing pretty well.
In seconds, students huddle around.
Stupid, I need to get a new marshmallow. The chocolate is melted.
The students hail from towns and cities rarely admitted to top schools like Amherst, from Hawaii to Wisconsin to Maine.
I'm the only person from my school leaving the state. Every single person I know is going to community college.
Catherine Kohlberg, a high school senior from St. Joe's, Minnesota, population 6,000, compares notes with other students like her.
My grade is like 65-70, so this is kind of huge to me.
Amherst has less than 2,000 students. Kohlberg took a morning tour, and the state-of-the-art science building, it shocked her.
And like my school has like one test tube that we all share.
90% of rural students graduate from high school, more than their peers in cities or suburbs, according to the U.S. Department of Education. But only a little more than half go straight to college. This absence hurts colleges too. Rural students bring not just geographic diversity, but also viewpoint diversity without using race, which is now illegal following a 2023 Supreme Court decision.
The politics feel different. The culture feels different.
Michael Elliott is the president of Amherst. They're part of the STARS College Network, a well-funded organization that helps several dozen elite colleges connect with rural high school graduates and convince them that top colleges are for them. But for schools, it's a tough sell. There's a lot of fear around those insane sticker prices, even though many top colleges often end up being cheaper thanks to scholarships and institutional aid for rural students.
A lot of people, it's just they don't see it as in the cards for them.
Olivia Meyer is a high school senior visiting campus from Chugiak, Alaska, a town northeast of Anchorage. She says many of her classmates think
the schools are too selective for us to be able to get into.
But Meyer thinks her rural identity helped her get into Amherst. Other applicants probably don't know what to do when you come upon a moose in your backyard.
Don't get in between a mother moose and her calf, because if you do, they could stomp you, which is very violent and a very horrible way to go.
Well before a student enrolls, they have to know about the colleges. So the STARS organization puts on college fairs in rural areas.
Here's our whole list of majors.
3 years ago, I visited one of those college fairs in East Tennessee.
I don't know much about Yale, so is there anything that's important to like know off the...
It was there I met Isabella Cross, who, at the time, was an eager high school senior from what she called a little no-name town of Crossville.
I wasn't originally planning on like applying to any like Ivy League or like prestigious schools.
So did she end up getting convinced by these fancy schools?
How are you? It's been so long.
I know. I'm good. How are you?
She did not. While she got into a handful of private out-of-state options, and they did offer really good financial aid, it felt easier to live at home and go to the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, an hour down the road.
I still kind of wish that I had taken that risk to go out and do it, and I have a lot of regret like now that I am where I am.
UT Knoxville is in a major city and is a huge campus with about 40,000 students.
I do not enjoy waking up every morning to the sound of construction and trains. I much prefer like the sound of crickets and frogs.
You are such a rural kid, like through and through, and I love
yes,
it.
Yes, I am.
The STARS organization, seeing that it wasn't enough just to get rural students to apply, used a recent investment from the Trott Family Foundation of $150 million to shift more focus to getting these students to actually make the leap and commit.
All right, so behind me is Frost Library, which is our...
Back on Amherst's sunny campus, the day's events are all about that, convincing accepted students to enroll.
Aren't these stairs so cool that they're stone?
Jack Hancock, a high school senior from rural Milford, Pennsylvania, overcame the steep 1 in 13 odds of getting into Amherst.
So what are you thinking about campus so far?
He's here on a tour with his mom, Jody, and his dad, Matt.
That's great. Very pretty. Things aren't too far away.
It actually reminds me of Milford. It's about the same size.
His mom, Jody, says when her older son got into college, they opted for a small window decal for the car and not the large bumper sticker.
I think that's a rural cultural idea that you don't want to put yourself better than anybody around you. Yeah. I mean, I think we're very aware of that.
Amherst's effort to connect with students has paid off. In the last 3 years, the proportion of rural students has jumped from 6% to 11%. The other day, I got a voice message from Jack Hancock.
I have decided to go to Amherst College in the fall. Go Mammoths!
Amherst ended up being his cheapest option. The school covered all of his tuition. Jack's mom, Jody, says the new, reasonably sized bumper sticker is on its way. This story was produced in collaboration with the Hechinger Report, a nonprofit education news organization.